Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now about 13 years. In fact, last month we celebrated his 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief economist for the NFIB, former professor of economics at Temple University, and he's our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. Good to be with you as always.
Good to have you back. Folks, as you know, Bill polls small business owners. Something under a billion small business owners report to him every month and give him their opinion about how things are going, and he puts that into an outstanding report, which has become the gold standard on many levels. Many, many people high up and down the economic food chain use his report as an indicator, and we're the happy beneficiaries once a month of this report. Bill, thanks for doing that over, continuing to do that year after year with us. What is the overall picture look like this time?
Well, you know, this is one of those situations where we can find good news or bad news, whichever one we want to feature, I guess. The index did go up 2.3 points, which is a nice gain, and that's on top of last month when we had a 2.6 point gain in the index. So,
right.
You know, that looks really good. The bad side of that is that the current reading in the index is now the same as it was in May a year ago. So, you know, so we have a whole year where we didn't go anywhere. So we went down and then we're back up again. And that's kind of been the story for the whole recovery period. In fact, this reading in May is the second highest reading in the recovery, the 94.4. The highest is only 95.1, which was actually in April a year ago. So we're at the top of the range we've seen in the recovery, and of course I have obviously for the recession too, but still, you know, way, you know, like 6 points below the average of the index going into the recession,
right,
in 2008, and way below where you should be in a recovery. Like, you should be looking at 105 or so, which was 106 was the peak in the expansion back in 2003 to 2007. So we should be looking at numbers like that instead of 94. So,
right,
but
okay,
at least it didn't go down, and we've got two good ones in a row. So you can't have a trend, you know, without getting started. Maybe,
right,
we've got the first 2 months.
Well, hopefully so, but still, here we are, Bill. What is it now? Five years since the end of the recession. Four years.
Four years since
the end of the recession. And I mean, is it not appropriate? I mean, is it not accurate to say that the small business sector is still languishing 4 years later?
Yeah, you know, based on our data, the small business sector, if our 350,000 members are, you know, a good indicator, is basically still not really growing. It's really not doing very much.
Right.
And that pretty much squares with kind of our view of what's going on in the economy. We call it a bifurcated economy. Small business, as you know, produces about half of the private GDP.
Right.
And employs a little over maybe half of the private sector workforce. That half of the economy is not growing, so let's give it a zero. The big firms have been doing very well because they've been selling overseas, and only recently has our major trading area, which is Western Europe, you know, gone into a recession. So give them a 4 for good growth, better than trend. 0 plus 4 divided by 2 is 2.
Right.
And that's basically where we are. You know, we've had an average of 2.1% growth in GDP since the recession ended, and that's where we're stuck. So I think I think we really can't hope to have any better growth numbers than we've been seeing until we can get the small business sector back into gear.
And I don't see anything coming from any policies that are even addressing the small business sector. The only thing I'm seeing are the ones that are addressing small business are actually hurting small businesses.
Right. I agree with that there. First of all, Washington is doing nothing to deal with the big issues of spending and deficits and,
right.
and the prospective cost of servicing our now $16 trillion-plus
right.
Debt. They're doing nothing to deal with the big issues that people...
There's no leadership,
right.
is there?
Right. And now they're stuck in all these other scandal things. So nothing's going to happen.
It's very pessimistic. It's a mess. Hold on to that thought. Bill, we're going to come right back with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.